bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm diddling myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and we'll make a good goulash berber. Oh yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with Jess Wood. Hi, I'm Jess Wood. I'm your friend, your pal, your confidant, your love thang, your Tuesday twang, your twat of the month club. What was that? That was a little weird. Hi, hello everyone. Speaking of weird, yes, I'm in a weird mood. I don't care. Listen, call me a fish from Texas, because I am dead. Horrifying. Miss your face, Jace. Hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Get Wood. Once again, my name is Jess Wood, and I'll be your host for this delightful 30-some-odd minutes of some-odd shit. So let's just get it goddamn started. I'm still reeling over a movie that I watched last night that I'm not going to say what. See, the thing is, we're on strike, so for solidarity purposes, I am going to pick it. I'll talk about that in a few. But I also, when I give you a review or like I loved watching this thing this week, I'm not going to tell you what it's on, what channel it's on. It's my sacred way of standing union strong. And yeah, so this fucking movie, it got me so badly. It was scary. It was creepy. It was weird. It wasn't like scary, creepy, weird in a horror movie sense, but oh Lord, I'll give you the name Soft and Quiet. That was the name of this movie, Soft and Quiet. And let me tell you something, Fire Marshal Bill, neither was this film soft nor quiet. So there you go. Stand by, please, for my little promo of my small business people that I love and adore. This kitty cat choker is from the Babes at Babel Studio. Are you following the Babel Studio yet? What are you doing? And then underneath that, this little beautiful crystal piece is from She's the Rainbow. So look at what beautiful pieces we have today. Now, I was in such a fucking shitty mood before I started this, and you always make me feel better, so thank you so much. God, but I'm fighting the good feel. I can't stop this feeling anymore. Shut the fuck up. Was that Air Supply? I am so sorry about that. Who in the goddamn? I'm also wearing these plastic crystal earrings. Now, the crystal necklace by She's the Rainbow, that's real for real for real deal. Holyfield. But these fucking crystal, help me, NEM. You're my only hope. Those are fake. But I was feeling really shitty today, and I just am so glad that you all are here to hear me say it. I feel like people are feeling a little cranky these days. REO Speedwagon, thank you so much, you Gen X love. See, I think it's a thought, and I think I might do it. All the Gen Xers, extra hugs is what you need. Extra hugs is what you need psychologically, yeah, emotionally. Sure. Need some extra hugs. Anyway, excuse me. Please, won't you watch Soft and Quiet and then report back to me? Thank you so much. Anyway, hi. Happy June. Happy Pride. Happy all the things. We should always have an openness and a love towards each other. Okay, so calm the goddamn fuck down, you fucking Nazis at Disneyland. Now here's the funny thing too. It's not funny. Nazis are not funny unless it's a Mel Brooks movie. But the Nazis showing up at Disneyland, it really got me flashing about my mom, because my mom, I wasn't allowed to see Disney movies. I wasn't allowed to have a Barbie. I wasn't allowed to go to Disneyland. Like, well, she couldn't really afford it, but I think that's why she just, you know, Jesse, Disney, really? Walt Disney was a Nazi, hon. He was a Nazi. And I'm like, I'm three. What does that mean? So she told me, explained to me about the Holocaust. And, but also very Jewish. Even though my mother denied being a Jew, I feel like when you really discuss the Holocaust in a detailed way, you probably are Jewish. Because we tend to have a lot of history. We know, unfortunately, very familiar with the history of it all. Anyways, not all, but the whole. Of course, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, oh dear Lord. So, always good to have a movie to remind you that you and your friends are not so horrifying. So please watch Soft and Quiet and then report back to me. Thank you so much. And also thanks to everyone who wrote to me last week and gave me some topics to talk about and who wrote to me this week and gave me more things to talk about. You know, it's a mishmash patty bosh here on the Get Wood half hour. And I like to keep it like that because really life is not linear, right? We don't know what the fuck's going to happen in the next minute. I mean, we can think that we do. We can think we have some sort of control over something. I'm always so surprised when I don't have any control. No, I'm not. We have no control over fucking anything. And if you can't trust what's going on around you, like if you're not putting yourself in place, the reason I showed up here today is because the universe provides if you fucking show up for yourself. So here I am showing up. Hello, I'm talking about shit. That's important. Hi, giving you some love. Motorcycles in the background because it's Coney fucking Island. That's why. How do you do? Are you coming out to the Mermaid Parade next week? Let's eat some mushrooms and go to the Mermaid Parade. What else are you going to do? Remember, enjoying your life. Enjoying the moments. Some of them aren't great. I didn't want to be here today. I don't want to fucking show up. And my lovely roommate, she goes, you don't have to do it. I go, I do. I do have to do it. And then she goes, yeah, you're right. And you know what? She said, after a few minutes, you're going to feel better. And guess what, fuckers, lovers, I do. So thanks. Thanks for being here with me. So something that someone wrote in last week about that I didn't get a chance to talk about yet that I really want to talk about, the lovely and talented Miss Alexis. Now, Alexis wrote in about acceptance. Acceptance. It's kind of like, I guess, what I was talking about just a second ago regarding the universe and putting yourself in the right places. But you know what? Knowing that sometimes things feel shitty, but then you realize, oh, fuck, I guess that was supposed to happen to me. Or I thought I wanted this, and now I realize I really want this. Ooh, yeah. If you can look at it in a magical kind of way of like, oh, I guess this is, hey, look, it's fucking practice like anything else. You can't just get on the piano and like and be a Mozart. So practice, that's all it is. Like people say, and I know I talk about this shit a lot, but like Buddhist folks, you know, they say it's just about practice. And how much better can you practice when the goddamn world is on fire, pun intended, and there's shit going on, relationships, job stuff. Every moment we're challenged. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to accept it? Or are you going to fight it? Yeah. Word for the day. Hey now, say now, get your ass out on the street. Stop all this socializing. You know, I haven't seen Free Money in a long time. He was one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. Free Money. Hey now, say now. Hospin. I could quote him all day. He said one day, I was very flattered. He called me that good, good snow. Missy Free Money. I don't know where he is. Do some deep diving out there. You'll find out for me. So acceptance. Listen, I had to deal with it. It's unexpected shit comes up all the time. Or maybe you have an assumption that somebody's going to be appropriate with you and they're not. And then you're like disappointed. And then I say always to myself and others who ask me if I have any feedback for them. I try not to do it unsolicited, but another practice because I'm a loud mouth. Bah! I want to just rah my opinion at you. So calm the fuck down. You don't know everything, Jessica. You don't know nothing. So that's the truth, too. Nothing. Learning all the time. So I had an assumption at a point in my life that the woman who I believe is my stepmom, the guy who I believe is my dad, he won't take a DNA test, but and my mom, she said he wasn't. That's a whole other episode, though. It's an older one. You can go check it out. Anyway, I think it's called Maybe Daddy Chronicles. Anyway, so she and I were chatting because, well, they don't check on me when there's emergency. See, this is why I don't know. The acceptance of who people are. Part of the deal. These folks, have they never really checked up on you? No, not really. So why would you think they were going to now? You know what I mean? It's a thing. Because you have hope. Because the little kids that live inside of us are like, well, maybe this time. It's just, and don't be bitter about it. Just accept. You know, some people just don't have the fucking capacity to do it. So I sent her a picture of the apocalypse week that we had here in New York last week. Regarding the wildfires, I sent her a photo from outside of my window where you couldn't see like the building next door. So she wrote back, "Oi," she's Jew like myself, and she said, "Oi, call me." And oh my God, you guys, I've never had her say "call me" before. I've never had her say "call me." Okay, this, what do you call your maybe daddy's wife? Maybe daddy stepmommy? So I texted her the picture of the apocalypse outside of my window and she said, "Oi, call me." So I called her right away and I didn't know. Well, I did know. I had some expectations. Let's be honest. When you're talking to someone who was, I'm going to use this word loosely, a caretaker when you were a child, this poor bitch though, she was the only one who worked. Did I tell you about this lady? She worked. She was a teacher, so she didn't even make much money. She had a job. She had a car. She met my dad. Well, my maybe daddy. Let's be loose around this guy. They met at a park where they had to meet because I tied her son up with their dog's leash. I would say that was a red flag. If I was her, I'd say, my God, this dude has this girl child who has tied up my son with the dog leash. Maybe I should think again before taking this man home with me. Well, there were no more thoughts except let's take this man home with me. So anyway, she and I have had this interesting kind of relationship over the years where I get dropped off there from Ellen, from Mama L. You know, she'd, "Jesse, I'm going to New York to do some acting. I'm going to drop you with Carolyn Bryce." Like, all right. Yeah, I use everybody's real name because who's protecting the what? And no one is innocent. So, hey. Okay, Brooklyn. And usually it's like a tri bike or something, one of those motor three wheel. Anyway. So I was talking to my stepmom the other day and I said to her, "You know, I was in special ed when I lived with you guys at your house." And she goes, "Oh, you lived with us?" Yeah, I lived with you. And apparently I was also special ed. So that truck is going to roll right into my thoughts. I just think, well, sometimes it's disappointing when you hope that people can give you some semblance of, you know, I'd like to feel a little glue. I mean, look, I'm older now and I should let go of the childhood traumas and the stuff that keeps you sad. But it's sometimes really hard when it just comes up into your face. In your face! Well, I just want you to know the siren today is coming for you. Last week it was for me. They got here and they said, "You know what, next week if you continue this, we're gonna have to come for the audience." First they come for the journalists. I've lost my mind. Well, just call me a fish from Texas because I am dead. I know I already said that earlier, but I don't care. I'm gonna say it again. What's happened to the fish in Texas is It's apocalypse-like, just like the smoke. Did you see how I didn't want to do this today? Do you feel my energy? It's so low. It's so... I'm not going to put it on you. You're not responsible for my energy. You're not responsible for my well-being. But I got to tell you, I just have to tell you. 70s were a blur. Listen, let's talk about something a little more cheerful, shall we? How about the WGA strike? I told you earlier, I am a member of SAG Screen Actors Guild. And if you know, you know, the writers are on strike and the Screen Actors Guild also voted yes on a strike. And they are negotiating as we speak. And hopefully we're going to get some good contracts out of this. We were outside of Amazon yesterday picketing, and it was wonderful, and I felt fantastic, and it feels really good to give back. And that's the thing that I have to remember, y'all, is when I'm feeling like this, when I'm feeling kind of crappy and I'm feeling kind of like, oh, why do I even do this? Like, I listen back to the show to try to maybe give you a couple, you know, updates or something on stuff for the next week. And I have to tell you, I couldn't make it through my show last week. I just couldn't. I couldn't listen to it. I couldn't hear myself. I was like, look at you. What are you so fucking happy for? Like, I was mad. I was mad at myself. And I don't know why that happens sometimes, you know? I think it's just because things are slow right now. It's slowing down. Still sad from the play being over, still sad from not having like a job to go to after that, like to just have again to be going out and going to interviews and going out and going to interviews and going online and fucking applying for shit. It's like, I just don't, I don't understand it. And I'm not the only one who's out there pounding the pavement and having a hard time. It's so bizarre. Because if you watch the news or read the news or the media, they're all saying, oh, the labor market is so flush and there's so many jobs and it's so, people are needing people. They're looking to hire all the time. And it's like, really? If you know anybody who's out there looking, you know. I mean, I go and talk to people. I go and meet with people. I go and answer people's questions. But I'll tell you what. Nobody interested in this shit. And then other people too. And it's not even like, oh, maybe you're getting a little older and they don't want an older, you know, gal behind the bar at the table or whatever. Listen, this is New York City. I've seen some waitresses over here that are like, I'm going to die before I stop taking your fucking order. You know what I mean? Like, there were waitresses that are like union. They've been in hotels their whole life. Like, I can't even with the wait. Don't even start. As opposed to Los Angeles, where in LA, and we're talking like now, like 8 years ago, I was there, so I was a little younger. They would take Polaroid pictures of you, staple the Polaroid to the resume, and be like, thank you very much. Are you fucking out of your mind, LA? And that's where I was raised. So, you know, whenever I start to feel sorry for myself, I go, you know what? Don't feel sorry for yourself, Jess. It all makes sense. You're raised in Los Angeles. Fucking raises a kid in Hollywood, California, especially on welfare, on vegans, on acting, on goddamn should have been on meds. You know what I'm saying, kids? You know what I'm fucking saying? So I struck down from Amazon with all the other writers and actors. Fantastic signs, fantastic people, fantastic call and response. Felt great. If you're feeling shitty or you're feeling down in the dumps or you're feeling like lonesome, go and find an activity like that. Go, something free, something, you know, you're volunteering your time, you're volunteering your voice. It really does make you feel better. I felt so much better yesterday after I was done with that. But then you know what? You go home, you sleep, you wake up the next day. It's, fuck, man, we can't always be happy. And that's the thing about this fucking country. Another thing about this country, you guys, the pursuit of happiness. Do you know we're the only people that say that? There's no such, stop trying to pursue it. It's like trying to carry water in your hand. You can't capture it. You can't catch it. It's glimpses. It's moments. It's only just here and there. My friend put it so beautifully the other night. We were talking about it at a party. Well, I went to a memorial the other day. Again, enjoy when you can, enjoy your life because it's fucking gone in a second, and your friends would be gone. So I went to a memorial the other day, and we were talking about just this, about the happiness thing. Like, you can't stop it. I've talked about this before, but talking to someone who is married, and she said to me, you know, it's like love, the happiness thing. Like, I love my husband a ton. I fucking love the guy. Like, I've got his back. I'd fucking do anything for him. If anybody was fucking with him, I would totally, you know, because I love him. She goes, now, do I feel like that love for him every day, every moment? No. Absolutely not. Sometimes I fucking hate his guts. But it's the same thing with the happiness thing, right? It's like, look, you're going to be happy? Not all the fucking time. So stop. I mean, I know some people are very depressed and they need medication, and God bless. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to tell you. I'm not like a Scientologist. I'm telling you, stop taking your meds, not go to therapy. Go and get the help you need. But there is something to, again, and it goes back to the acceptance that we were talking about earlier. It's like, everything can't always be on all the time. And I'm saying that as a comedian, actor type person, where I have hung out with groups of people where I have been quiet as a fucking mouse, because you know why? I don't want to compete for who's funnier. I don't want to compete for who's got more fucking shit to say, interesting shit to say. I'd rather sit back, kick back, and then when it came time for me to speak, something, you know, something beautiful, something fucking bleep, something golden, something gorgeous. But it can't always be that either. Like, here we are. I don't want to fucking be here today. I said that 17 times, and I should probably stop. Because do you say that to your listeners? Do you tell your listeners? Are you that real with everybody that you just say, like, this is how I fucking feel? I feel fucking sad, depressed, upset, angry, frustrated, lost, all the things. And then you share it with the people? I guess. What else am I going to fucking do? Well, I'm going to take a walk after this is what I'm going to fucking do, because I deserve a walk after this to the beach. Yeah, to the beach. So accepting the fact that sometimes we're going to be pissed off, let myself go through it, make sure I got enough to eat, make sure I got a little water, make sure I got enough sleep, you know, the nap and the water and the whole thing, right? So I was going to talk about Cop City today, the Atlanta, horrifying Atlanta thing that's happening, where they're building pretty much a military base to train police. They're taking over some sacred land. I mean, as I was saying to somebody earlier, the whole fucking nation is sacred land. So what are we talking about here? But then there's certain parts that you're like, what? Yeah, but that's been sacred, like, up until like a couple years ago. Like, we're still, you know, making that the good thing. So I was going to talk about the Cop City, but I just, because I'm so angry and I'm not in a great way already, I don't want to talk about it. I hate it. I think it's horrifying. And I think it just shows that money wins. Doesn't matter how many people sign a petition, how many people want to fucking not have something in their community, money wins. And that depresses the shit out of me as well. All right, so stop being depressing. People are leaving. But here we go. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. So if you're a person of a certain age, you may remember Barbizon. Barbizon. Did you remember them? Barbizon. They had a commercial when we were kids growing up that was a lot of vignettes of models, you know, looking around and being very modelly. And the tagline was, Barbizon, want to be a model or just look like one? And they offered makeup classes, runway walking classes, acting classes, music, singing, dancing, because they wanted to train the next triple threats, you know, acting, singing, dancing. So I went to see if I could get a job teaching there, teaching acting at Barbizon, which is above the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, New York City. So, yes, beauty school. Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you. They had a lot of pens. And I feel like when a business has a lot of pens, I'm nervous for them. Do you feel me? Now, remember TD Bank? And I remember because we called it Titty Bank. Titty Bank. TD Bank was a brand new bank in New York City. And man, if you couldn't go anywhere without getting one of their pens in your face. You get a pen. Oh, you need a pen? Here, I've got a pen. Oh, you want a pen? You need to borrow a pen? Here's a pen. Fucking TD Bank, TD Bank, TD Bank. Now, they do still exist. So I'm kind of psyched on TD Bank. But Barbizon, they've been around for a long time. But man, the amount of pens they had worried me. I don't know. All right, listen. This coming weekend, it's the Mermaid Day Parade. Have you ever been to the Mermaid Day Parade? I've talked about mermaids on the show before. I talked about mer people. The Netflix. Oh! I'm not going to say the names of the. Anyway, mer people, Mermaid Sparkles, Blick Tsunami. Oh, amazing. Well, the Mermaid Parade comes to Coney Island this Saturday, and I'm very excited. We have a friend who's a judge in it, and I'm hoping that she will come and style us for said parade on Saturday. So I can't wait to show you pictures, because sad as it sounds, but I guess it makes sense. People are very visual these days, right? A gal, myself, yeah, I'll talk about myself for a second. You know, if you look at my Instagram, it is very filled with my face. A lot of face pictures, body pictures, me with a microphone, me with a, I don't know, a stuffed animal. No, but there's a lot of pictures of me. It's mostly just me, myself, and my many personalities. And what I noticed is, the algorithm, or just you all, really, really love when there's a picture of me up there. Well, I'll tell you, the ones that get the most likes, they don't look anything like me. And I'll tell you what else. They cover most of my face. Yeah, it's a compliment. And then there's usually like a body part that's out to the viewer. In this case, it was my Puerto Rican weekend. It's not an outfit. It was a self-portrait where I had a Puerto Rican flag covering my naughty bits, as they say in England. And a big, long black wig and a big old hat bigger than this coming down with the shadow of the face and not really showing anything. But the side, there was a side, maybe a side cheek. And then a side cheek of the old ass, ass to ass. And, well, it did real well. And I got to say, you know, I know they tell you don't take it personal. The social media shit means nothing. The algorithm is fucked up. It loves negativity. It loves people fighting. Apparently, it loves a little ass, a little side ass, side cheek. But don't take it personal, Jess. Don't take it personal. And what I have to say is, why not? Look, I know it's one of the four agreements. Don't take it personally. But at this point, can you really apply the four agreements to social media? Are we being impeccable with our word? Can we not take it personal? I'd like to know. Please, write to me and let me know. Can we possibly put the four agreements up against social media? Is it wrong for me to feel a little insulted that all the biggest numbers I pull are on pictures that my face doesn't show and my hair isn't my hair and my flesh is out? No, it's still me. I mean, I'm covered except for the important parts, apparently. Oh, dear. So, you know, and I'm aging and I'm lucky that I even get, you're lucky you even get any likes on there, you elders, you fucking 1900, born in the 1900s, as the kids say. Fuck them kids is what I say. I had an ulcer as a kid. Another reason why I probably have some stuff. Anyway, I'm going to tell you to, if you're in the New York area, please, please, won't you join us at the Coney Island Museum? Beautiful space. Above the Freak Bar, the Coney Island Museum, on Sunday, June 25th, 7 p.m. It's a storytelling show. There will be stories. I have four storytellers plus myself, and the theme is summertime. And there'll be a bucket out for others to come and put their name in the bucket. And at the end, I will be picking a name for you, perhaps, to be telling your story on the show. 5 to 7 minutes. Prepare one, babies. And until then, until next time, until next week. Whew. See how we do. All we can do is the best we can, right? And here I am, a living fucking proof. I was going to say a living legend. Maybe I should say that as well. Big up, champion style. All right, y'all, remember what we like to say around here. Don't suck a dick you don't like. Don't lick a pussy you don't like. Don't make out with anyone you don't like. Don't hang out with people you don't like. Don't waste your goddamn time. Remember what Dion Cole says. Depending on how old you are, you may only have 20 good summers left. Take advantage of that shit. Make it happen. Make it good. Make it work. Or watch a couple movies that fucking make you nuts. And then create your own stuff. Go outside. Get a breath of fresh air. Get a little agua. Stop nagging us, Jessica. We'll do what the fuck we want. I love you so much. You know I do. And I thank you so much for coming and visiting with me today. I really, really needed it today. So thanks. And I hope you got something out of it besides just a lady complaining. It's your favorite complaining lady, Miss Wood. Love you.